I'm Action News Jax Chandler Morgan. Here's what's new and what's changing this week around Jax. All right, if you like tacos, the Kentucky Derby, and shopping, which, by the way, what a mix, all three of those, right? Well, then you have quite the options for you this weekend around Jax. All right, let's head to Jax Beach, where Nordstrom Rack is officially open. Maybe you've driven by and you've seen the nice big sign on the building. Well, it is officially time for you to go shopping. You can head to the South Beach Regional Shopping Center to find the brand new location. This is right next to the Home Depot, if you're familiar with that plaza area, right across from the Trader Joe's. The other store in Duval County is at the St. John's Town Center, if you visited that one before. But you can find all of the discount designer apparel and accessories. All right, if you head on up to Jax Beach, closer to the beaches, well, there's a new spot that just opened as well. Luca Mares is now open for customers. This is actually the first store in the United States for this restaurant chain. So what exactly are Luca Mares? Well, they're actually known as Greek Donuts. So you can find this spot right next to Oku. Really cool. Check out their Instagram as well. And follow them on social media because they will have more concrete operating hours after their soft opening. And here's a way for you to end your weekend with some celebrations. This is a two-for-one, so you can head to Legacy Ale Works, and this spot is actually hosting a jam-packed weekend of fun. They're going to kick off celebrating the 150th Run for the Roses, of course, the Kentucky Derby, music specials, and of course, the Derby is going to be showing on every different screen in the tap room, including their jumbo projector screen. And then on Sunday, the spot actually teamed up with Casa Maria Mexican to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So you get a two-for-one. And of course, there's going to be specials and foods and drinks. I'm Action News Jax Chandler Morgan. That's what's new and what's changing this week around Jax.